My uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Couple times ago, we were all together. I'm up here answering a question. When one of you, I think I realized, I'm still chewing on it. I'm not very smart. Painful.
It's smarter than choking on it.
Well, yeah, I didn't choke. That's all.
That was the idea. Anybody not ready? So everybody has hand up, I think. So with two announcements related, but only to an extent. So we'll do them in series then. The causes and the cures of the current property tax problem in Indiana are a long-term nature, but the need for action and relief, of course, is immediate. Today I'm ordering the complete reassessment of property, both residential and commercial, in Marion County. This is based on clear evidence that the commercial reassessment, much commercial property, was not even looked at, and therefore that an unfair burden was shifted from businesses onto residential property taxpayers. And this means that Marion County property taxpayers will be asked to pay only at the 2006 rates, the rates they paid last year, for the time being. The state will take charge of the commercial end of the reassessment. It will be done by professional appraisers. Other counties will need the same attention, we know. We don't know yet how many or which ones, and that is primarily because most counties are delinquent in sharing the property-by-property data that we need to know, whether there was an unfairness or not. So we have sent demand letters today to all those counties where that data has not been provided. But you may expect that other counties will be reassessed in this same fashion. I think it's a certainty. This is an essential but only a partial first step toward the relief which is necessary to make sure that people in this state do not lose their homes through an unfair property tax bill. I have sent my proposed local circuit breaker plan to Senator Kenley and asked that his committee, when it begins meeting on Monday, study that. This is a plan that could provide a ceiling on property tax increases that is very effective in those counties where it is needed, and add a local option to design a flexible circuit breaker that fits their circumstances, as well as to swap what is now clearly an ineffective idea, the rebate idea, for a more immediate relief of credit. Yes, the assessors themselves have been ordered to reassess residential. There seem to be major anomalies within the residential category too. Although the fundamental driver of this is the very clear failure to reassess property in Center Township, for instance, 88% of the business appraisals did not change up or down by 1 cent. Some of us and people before us have said for a long time that we have a dysfunctional arrangement in local government across this state in many respects, and that property tax assessment was one of those things. It's not a surprise if you think of it. We have 1,100 different elected officials each assessing property, that you get very different and disparate results, and that, some of those people are probably quite expert, but among 1,100, you know, many are not. And I think it's a very strong argument for fundamental long-term reform, and we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes.
Some reassessors tell us it will take a year to do this. What makes you think it can be done in 6 to 8 months?
I'll refer you to Cheryl Musgrave, but we're sensitive to that. Using professionals and an expedited schedule, we are confident it can be done more quickly. It'll pay. I'll refer you also to Cheryl, but let me just say that first of all, the cost will be borne locally, as I understand it. Let me just say that the cost is incidental compared to the imperative need to protect people from bills they can't pay and from the risk of losing their homes.
Governor, how will this affect funding for schools down the road? I mean, will this impact the way they get paid?
Well, as you may know, the vast majority, 7/8 of school operating funds are already paid for by the state taxpayers at large. It's not in your local tax bill. That's, when you see a property tax bill, which is more than one half schools, as most are, you're looking at the cost of school construction and capital principally, which, as we've pointed out on many past occasions, really been far higher in Indiana than in most places in America. And I do believe the current crisis will force people to have a harder look at that than some have taken in the past.
So would any potential special session wait until this reassessment is completed?
No, need not. We can proceed with reassessments in those counties, and there will be many, I think, where it's called for. But that, as I said, balancing more fairly between residential and commercial property is only part of the solution here. I continue to believe a good part of the solution would be to target the massive amount of aid coming from the state to those people who are really in serious difficulty, not send checks to those whose taxes did not go up as well as those who did. And, of course, the chance to use the local option income to reduce property taxes, county in any given county, shifting to some income tax, is one that we've given an extension for and can do it a lot. Any county that exercises that option will see a big reduction in property taxes. I think the local council can weigh in on this and the mayor, but by freezing this year's payments at 06 levels, it makes sense, I think, to us that the credit be applied on the final bill, which would come May of next year. And I'm assuming something here, that is that the rebate idea, which really needs to go away in favor of more immediate relief through a credit, is changed.
In the meantime, local governments or unit schools who have planned to spend more than last year's amount, mm-hmm. do they have to borrow money?
Yes, we're going to help them do that if that's what they want to do. There's nothing that says they can't go back and re-examine their spending, of course. You know, one of the many problems with the property tax, to me a fundamental problem, is that it works backwards. In most of the rest of life, in your family budget, in the budget of state government, in the budget of any business, you look at your likely revenue and adjust your spending to fit it. In property taxation and local spending, they set a spending level and then raise your property taxes to fit that. And here we're in, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Governor, does freezing the assessments at 2006 levels alleviate the need to take part of the state surplus and cut checks to people, since people just basically paid the same thing they did last year until you guys get all this worked out?
Well, I said yesterday I'm open to some, to proposals that might use some of the surplus, which we worked very hard to create. But we want to be very careful about this. This was, there are better and I think more effective ways than simply throwing more money at this problem. I'll just point out that that's one way that we ran through the last surplus, or the state did. And at the end of it, state taxes were higher and property taxes were higher too. And so why repeat the same mistake?
Governor, you continue to talk about the local option income tax. Is there any evidence that the average homeowner would actually save money on their total tax burden, though? The criticism is it's just taken from one pocket and shifted to another.
Well, it's clear that it is a dollar-for-dollar swap. But the question, most people who are opposing property taxes, those who want to abolish property taxes, all say that it is unfair to lean so heavily on them. I agree with that. And I think you're searching for a balance among income earners, property owners, and consumers who pay the sales tax. You're just searching for a balance, and I think people are saying, and I generally agree with this, that we're out of balance in Indiana, that we are too reliant on the property tax and should be looking to balance more fairly. You know, for instance, you have a lot of people on fixed incomes who don't have much income but do have property, and they are among those who have been clobbered most unfairly in the past.
You're asking Senator Kenley to look at your revamping the rebates plan. Do you still contend that you need a special session to go in and change those, or do you think maybe you could do it administratively?
As you've already seen, I will take every action that conceivably is within the authority of this office to address this problem. But changing from the rebate to quicker relief through a credit, changing from scattering checks to every property owner, even those whose taxes went down, as opposed to bringing the relief to those in a circuit breaker way, to those who are really being hurt, I think those two things would take legislation. And I'm proceeding on that assumption right now.
Governor, in looking at what should be done about taxes and local governments in Indiana, it's been notorious that there's always one blue ribbon panel after another, and another study here, another study there. What's going to be different this time around about whatever you folks come up with?
Hold that question for the second announcement, which I'm ready to go to when you are.
One other question. You said there are anomalies in residential. If you're just handing the process back over to the same people, what makes you believe that the residential assessments will be handled any better this time around?
Well, as they now know, somebody's watching closely. And we'll be watching closely again, and I'm pretty sure property taxpayers will be too.
Governor, how and when did you come up with this idea, and was revamping or eliminating parts of township government a close second?
I'm sorry, which idea, Ray?
This idea here to freeze the
this?
Tax rate.
Well, I would say this was an obvious candidate step to take. But I didn't want to take it simply out of emotion or my suspicion. That's why I found the best person, a seasoned former assessor in Indiana. She came in very quickly, looked, and has assembled an overwhelming factual case that the local assessment here was completely unsatisfactory and, in fact, wasn't even done in many, many, many cases with a very unfair effect for homeowners. But I thought a few more days to do this on a factual and very objective basis was a good idea. But having seen the Cheryl Musgrave's report, we're acting immediately because people need to know.
Are there any other counties that have already had their budgets approved? Not those that you had mentioned previously where you were gonna take a closer look at the ones where budgets are not approved. But like Marion County, are there others where the budgets have been approved that you are considering?
Yes, and there's some that we've specified some in the release today.
And in those, what about people who have already paid their bills? I'm a little unclear on how that would be adjusted and when they get when the recess was done, they're going to get a new bill.
Well, Mike, I guess check with Cheryl and others, but people in Marion County will be paying at last year's level now, and eventually there'll have to be a reconciliation with a new, and I hope more fair, total. The same would apply in reverse in the example that you've asked about. Somebody who may have paid too much, more than half of the fair amount, would get a smaller bill next time. But if there's a better answer to that, you can get it from Cheryl or Ryan.
How much will the vendor cost, and has it been selected yet?
I don't know the answer to that. I just know that it'll be, very incidental compared to the urgency of the need to bring fairness and relief. All right, can we switch gears? Is that all right with everybody? Let me ask then two of the most distinguished living Hoosiers to join me here. You talk about needing no introduction. This, by the way, I intended for this to be today's announcement, but having received the Musgrave report late yesterday, I didn't want to wait a an hour, really, to bring some certainty to the Marion County situation. That's why we're doing two things. I had intended that this be the announcement of today. It's extremely important. I know you'll find it that way in its own right. Years from now, we may look back and decide there was a small silver lining in the property tax problems of 2007, and that is that more Hoosiers came to understand that we need fundamental long-term reform of local government, both civil and school, if we're going to have more effective government in this state and if we're going to have acceptable levels of taxation. And 2 months, I guess, or more than a month before the current controversy began, on June the 1st, I called Chief Justice Shepherd and shortly thereafter former Governor Kernan and asked them if they would lead a commission to recommend to the people of Indiana, not to me or me alone, not to the General Assembly alone, but to every citizen of this state, fundamental, far-reaching, long-term steps we should take to leave to our children a modernized system of government that works well for each citizen and is affordable for the taxpayer. And I cannot thank them enough for their willingness to do this. Very wise people have studied and recommended in a variety of forms for many years on this subject. But if we're going to have action, it's now clear to me we're going to need the credibility of historic leaders like Governor Kernan and Chief Justice Shepherd, and people in whom this state and its citizens can have complete trust and in confidence in their judgment. And I'm immensely grateful to them. I thought this was a very, very important thing to do, as I said, before the eruption of the property tax problem. Maybe now it will be more clear to more citizens why this is in everybody's interest to go after this long-standing problem. So thank you, gentlemen, very, very much. And I know I speak for every citizen of Indiana when I say that. We expect to name the rest within a few days. I'm not thinking of a large group, and obviously this is a cooperative process with the co-chairs, but I think on the order of 7 or 8 or 9, and we've got some ideas, and we'll finalize quickly. Oh, yes, SPIA under the leadership of IU, John Krause out at IU will serve as the secretariat and the organizers. John is here if you want to sound him out later.
Would it be creating constitutional issues to have Chief Justice Shepherd involved in perhaps crafting a plan that eventually could be legally challenged?
Oh, I thought you were headed a different way. You want to give a declaratory judgment on that point, Your Honor, or
that potential exists. Our only assignment, of course, will be to give advice, give our best judgment. The rest of Indiana's elected officials will need to decide what part of that advice to take or not to take. While it is possible that some of those ideas, however they got translated, became matters of litigation, the odds are relatively modest, and the judiciary has devices by which it deals with those situations that would apply to it. Really two reasons. One is who asked and who I'd serve with. A request from the governor to examine a matter of importance is one that has to be taken with the utmost seriousness, and the fact that Governor Kernan would likewise be prepared to do this is another compelling reason why I said yes. And of course, I started my career in Indiana in local government, and have taught local government law in the Indiana University School of Law, so it's a long-time matter of interest to me. But I think those two reasons are really in the order in which they were of importance. Governor Daniels attaches great importance to this question, and the fact that he asked and proposed that Governor Kernan and I do this together, I think were the most that's really the most important reason.
Could we ask you both if we have any preliminary ideas, especially there's been a lot of talk about eliminating part or all of township government?
I can't answer that.
You want to flip for it? See who goes first?
Well, I think you would appreciate that there be a tremendous disadvantage to beginning with a preconceived notion about what the outcome ought to be. And so the answer is we don't have a predilection. We have a charge with questions we've been asked to examine, and do not begin having any plan about what the answer will be at the end of the day.
And I would agree with the Chief Justice. We, you go into anything with based on your experience with some ideas. But in terms of what we will ultimately recommend, the Chief Justice is exactly right. We will do this together, he and I, as well as the other members of the Commission. And from that, after some serious deliberation, recognizing the seriousness of the recommendations that we're going to make, that's what we'll do.
Do you agree with the governor that there's too many layers of government in Indiana?
Well, I spent 13 years in local government as controller and as mayor of South Bend. And again, I come into this with some experience and some opinions that I've formed over time and familiarity with what local government looks like. And this is our local governments were really organized a century and a half ago. And I don't know of many organizations that have the same structure that they had a century and a half ago that are still around. And I think, as has been said, there's been an awful lot of work that's been done, a lot of recommendations that have been made. But this is a time, I think, for us to be able to take a look at it, to make some recommendations that will then be decided upon by those that will have to take action.
Governor Kernan, can you talk about what it's like for you personally to be back in the fray, to be back in the State House doing the work with the people and doing it with your successor?
Well, this is very much out of character for me. When I left this office 3 years ago, I hope to never wear a tie again, and here I am.
Take it off.
I would go back to what the Chief Justice said. I'm here because Governor Daniels asked me to serve. I'm here as well because of being able to work with the Chief Justice, for whom I have enormous respect, and I believe that this is an important issue. And it comes at a time when there are a lot of people in our state that are in trouble, that are very concerned, deservedly so, about what's going to happen relative to the kinds of impact that property taxes and are going to have on them. And this, I think, is a piece of that, albeit one that is long range. Is one that will take time to implement because there may be constitutional issues and other things that have to be resolved. But if it's going to take some time, I think now is the time to act. And we've talked about it at home and statewide for a long time, and this is as good a time as any. Well, I think in terms of the format that we're talking about with a relatively small working group is exactly what when Governor O'Bannon asked me to deal with the reassessment issue and how we were going to move to a market-based system and what kinds of things we ought to do in order to primarily protect homeowners, the format is very similar, that it will be a relatively small group. That, again, it will be a recommending body, not one that's going to implement policy. And so I think that from a process standpoint, that's an advantage. And, again, I have an understanding from my time in local government, from my time in state government, of property taxes and what they mean and how the system works. And know that if we are able to come up with some ways to restructure local government that will provide additional efficiency, it also should, but we trust, provide some relief in terms of the amount of dollars that have to be raised locally for property from property taxes.
What's going to be different about this panel than, like I said before, all the other Blue Ribbon panels have been put together, you know, studied the issue to death? I mean, what is your real election to look at?
Can I have a try at that?
Yeah.
First of all, the people leading it. This isn't the Chamber of Commerce. It isn't any group. It isn't a collection of self-interested organizations, each pursuing sincerely their own interest down to a lowest common denominator. I think simply starting with the credibility of these two men and those people who will join them. I think, secondly, the urgency of the situation. I said before, I asked the Chief Justice and the Governor to serve more than a month before the eruption of this problem, but the current attention to this issue, I think, may actually give us a chance to do things which people have recommended for a long time. It will now be very clear, I think, to more people. This is not some abstract argument among political scientists. This shows up in your property tax bill. It shows up in the kind of service, the quality of service that you get and the way your community advances or doesn't. So I've got very high hopes for those two reasons that this will be different. And my hope and my expectation is that they will lay before us all as citizens next year their recommendations. And I hope that people who may disagree on other things will come together around their findings and we can get something done. Well, first of all, I've supported not just IndyWorks, but almost any bottom-up approach to greater efficiency, cooperation, even consolidation of local government or school corporations, and I'll continue to do that. I don't doubt that the mayor and his folks will see the commission as an opportunity to advance their own ideas. They've been out front, as few communities have. And so I hope I spoke to the mayor this morning, obviously, on the first decision we discussed. And I'll let him speak for himself, but I think he's very, very positive about both these steps.
Governor Kernan, given the political history between yourself and Governor Daniels, were you surprised that he called you at all to do this? And was there any political hesitancy when we're heading into another governor's election to become part of this?
Well, as all of you, I think, know, I'm a Democrat, and I also am a citizen. And as a Democrat and as a citizen, I was taught and always have believed that if there was a problem that you might be able to help work toward a solution for, and a problem that affects other people in your community, then you have a responsibility to step forward. So from a personal standpoint, no. This was not a difficult decision. It was one that that I made in consultation with Maggie, and I'm very comfortable with.
Both governors, will there be any citizen property owner taxpayers on this commission who are not current or former elected officials who will be on this commission?
Let me see. Well, we don't haven't decided yet. I mean, I suppose everybody will be a property taxpayer of one kind or another. But there may be more former elected officials like the governor, look for diversity and look for credibility. Once again, I want this to be a group of people reflecting its two chairs in whom folks can repose great confidence, both in their judgment and also the sincerity of their proposals. And with a start like this, I think we're pretty much assured, but I want the other appointees to try to measure up to that.
When do you expect to get a report?
Well, I've asked by the end of the year, and I would hope we could do that. If the commission asks for more time, then they should have it. But again, my thought is that this should be a report not to me, and not to the General Assembly, or just to the elected officials of the state, to every citizen, to every taxpayer. And we all ought to look at it together and use next year as a time to do that. And back to your earlier question, Mary Beth, as we know, there's always great resistance to change. This will be different, though, in one way. The proposals for any proposal for far-reaching reform of local government, civil or school, will meet resistance from members of my party as well as the other party. Each party has people with a deeply personal interest or vested interest in the status quo. So I think this can only be done on a nonpartisan basis, and I think we're off to a great start.
Question for Governor Kernan. You had Lieutenant Governor Davis kind of begin a very similar exercise. Will you bring her into this, and were there any conclusions that you came to in that exercise that you can bring to jumpstart this?
I don't know, to answer your question. Again, those kinds of decisions as to where we go from here, we will make jointly, and we'll proceed. And Lieutenant Governor Davis did some very good work. In fact, I have talked with her. Again, I go in with a completely open mind and recognizing, as the governor has said, that what we are looking for is to kind of start from scratch. And if you were building an organization today, what would it look like? And I think that that's where we want to go.
Thank you all very, very much.